been a long time coming out. Has it been a long chat between you and the players after that?
Well, of course, there's been a great chat about it, and I think that's what it's been. You know, I don't think there was a cup throwing type of conversation, because I think we're beyond that at the moment in time. You know, but listen, we've been done by a couple of mistakes from two boys in particular that has been outstanding for us the last couple of seasons, and unfortunately it cost us in the game. But we've had enough chances as well. You know, we've had good chances in the game, hitting the post, been quite unlucky in that respect, following things through. And not getting the ball in the back of the net, and that's been our problem as recently, as we well know. But again, you know, if there's anything to look back on the night, is that we've had a couple of results that's gone for us as well. You know, it's gone similar to us. So all it does, you know, it knocks us down, you know, by a game. You know, let's hope that, you know, if we can have any small mercies, that'll be the same for the next day or two.
How do you find a solution?
We sit down and we work through it, and we get on the training ground and we'll try and find, you know, exactly what it is that we can tweak, because it's only fine lines. We know it's on. These are not big areas where we have to, you know, radically change the team around, because that's not going to be the answer. And again, it's just keeping that confidence and that belief with them, and let's hope we can do that for Saturday. We've got a great game now on Saturday against one of our nearest rivals, which would be very welcome 3 points, you know, but I think it's a matter of just, you know, keeping that belief within the group and moving on.
Are you missing a break?
No, not really, no. I don't think it's anything to do with the break. You know, I don't think that's a reason whatsoever. I think, you know, the fact that we, you know, we've got done with a couple of areas where, you know, we've just mistimed a tackle and miscontrolled the ball, and I think that's the fine lines that I'm talking about, you know, and they've taken the opportunities where we didn't take our opportunities, which has been the difference.
And of course, when you're not scoring, you're going to come under a bit of pressure down the other end anyway, aren't you? Not that, you know, you had a lot to contend with, in fairness, tonight. Yeah. But it's going to happen, isn't it? What we saw tonight is going to happen if you're not scoring at one end.
Well, it is, as we talked about afterwards, you know, the back four don't want to be under stress of not having to keep a clean sheet to win a game, you know, and that's the area that we have to tighten up on. You know, there's some key areas in forward play, there's key areas in the wide areas we can do a lot better, you know, and so in all together there, you know, we have to make sure that we gel it completely. A lot better than we did on Tuesday night, and we'll do it on Saturday for Saturday's game.
How damaging was it, that result, do you think? I mean, okay, you said a couple of results have gone for you, but it's going to have an effect, isn't it, mentally on the players, that?
Maybe the adversity, I suppose, it possibly could have done, but the two results might have just helped us a bit.
Mm. So you don't sense that they're losing any kind of belief in what you can still achieve?
Well, there's a question mark that people will level at us, which is understandable. And looking at the result tonight, you think, crikey, you know, are they going to, you know, make a charge? But we are. We've 5 games left, you know, and still the same thing applies. Win the 5 games, and we'll be up there.
Mm. And the fans were with you all the way through, weren't they? Tonight, I thought they were good.
They were very good. You know, and listen, they haven't seen a bad performance, by the way. You know, they've seen a decent performance at times. You know, it's just like that first goal. You know, if we can get the first goal, that's going to be a big, big plus for us. But we just can't seem to force that through at the moment. You know, but we've got to persevere. We can't just all of a sudden down tools and give up and just think, well, that's it. Woe is us. Like, you know, no, we'll get through it, and we'll get through. And on Saturday, it'll be a great atmosphere here, you know, because it is one of our nearest rivals, and that there's no better game to bounce back at any one of them.
Do you look back at all now and look what's happened in the season, Blackman going and key injuries to strikers, and is there any source of frustration for you looking back in what you've been able to do up front in terms of acquisitions, things like that?
Well, what's the point? You know, we're where we are, and we get on with it. There's no point in looking back. What's happened has happened, and we have to move forward. You know, for whatever reasons that we couldn't acquire them, and we had to let people go. That's well documented. But listen, that's not anything to do with now. We've got 5 great games in front of us, and we've got to really focus on that now.